Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you That Summer Place by Debbie May Cumber, Susan Wiggs, and Jill Barnett. Performed by Amy McFadden. Old Things by Jill Barnett. Chapter 1. San Francisco, 1997. Catherine Wardwell Winslow spent a week last winter at a time management seminar where the experts stood up on a big stage and told her that Wednesday was the slowest day of the work week. They lied. Catherine rested her chin in her hand and stared at her phone. It was a Wednesday, barely 9 in the morning, and already 4 of the 5 phone lines were frantically blinking. She didn't know which one to answer first, so she didn't answer any of them. Her life would be so much easier if she were one of those robots you see in the cartoons, the kind with slot machine eyes, a ball-bearing nose, and those spindly metal arms and slinky legs that jerk with every movement. Like Rosie the Robot in the Jetsons. But Catherine wasn't in a space-age home that looked like the Space Needle. She was in her San Francisco office on the 3rd floor of a restored Victorian. The building was just one of many candy-colored gabled houses on a steep and narrow street that now held offices for dentists, attorneys, and other professionals. The last line buzzed obnoxiously and began to blink like the others. She groaned and closed her eyes to escape. Her imagination took over. In her mind's eye, she was Catherine the Robot, rolling around her office on feet made of rollers that looked like brass sofa balls. She jammed report folders under her robot arms with the claw-like hands of a